The weekly conversation with Maitreya is open to everyone. You can raise your hand and ask your questions. Please keep your questions on topic, mission of Maitreya, eternal divine path. We ask everyone to go to our website and learn the teaching first, so your questions will be on topic. Those who have not gone to our website and do not know our teachings will not have mic privileges. Be articulate and keep your questions in the spirit of learning and inquiry. Be a seeker and empty the cup of your previous knowing for the new wine of God. Keep the questions in the highest level. Ask about the teachings and be mindful that you are holding the energy at its highest. Send the questions which are too personal and or are not related to the teachings to questions@maitreya.org. Questions will be taken in text also, but only one at a time. Treat the room as being in our cyber church and hearing a lecture. Please listen to the complete answer to your last question before typing another question. If you would like to listen to his, Maitreya's, previous lectures, satsangs, we already have them running 24 hours a day in the room, discourses by Maitreya, God words continuously, religious group section. Shalom and welcome to everyone.
Shalom everyone, welcome to the mission. As you have noticed, we will have this monthly gathering together in this room now, because this room is a premium room. That means that people in the website also can come to this room without any suffer from pal talk and join us in our weekly programs or coming for the satsang. Just can go there and go to our live chat and be with us. So it's going to be make it much easier to reach out to everyone who comes to the website or come to the pal talk. Of course, if we could have filled up the whole world with this new revelation and good news in every corner, so humanity would know there is a way out, then the new revelation of God has come to them and their salvation is here. We would have reached out to every corner on earth. But we accept God's will for us, and whatever He gives us, we use for this purpose and for this task and mission. So from now on, we will have our gathering here in this room. And if you know someone that is going to the old room, you can always let them know that it's not going to be there anymore, but it's going to be in this room. Also, in the news, we do have a Russian website now, and many pages have been translated to Russian language. That means millions of people can now hear at least the base of our teachings and know that they also are included. And indeed, there is a God. It's not true that communist ideology puts God out, and of course it did not work. Anyone who puts God out of their system, their family, their life, their religion, their nation, or from the earth will not succeed, because there is a reason, there is a purpose in this creation, and that purpose is to become divine. The time is up for humanity, who has given a chance for 12,000 years to make it by themselves, and they did not succeed. God indeed is coming back to take over this earth and show humanity the way of the Spirit, and the way of the Spirit is the eternal divine path. And also we have a contact now in Moscow, in Russia. That also, of course, will be helpful for those who are in that part of the earth. That does not mean only Russia, but all the satellites they had in the Cold War, most of them know how to speak Russian, and therefore that will also help them to hear the word of God. And indeed, they need it so bad because they put God out for so many years, and now they have to recognize indeed that is the way to go and turn around from a philosophy which is not based on spirit. Therefore, the mission is reaching out, and we have talked a lot about the creation and history and how we have come to this point, and God has explained to humanity who He promised to and what He promised to them and how He fulfilled them to this point. And now is the time for us to turn the mission to rejoicing and understanding of all of us that we have to be joyful and rejoicing because we are the victor at the end. Therefore, we have to concentrate and focus on the goal and not be pulled down with what is happening on this earth, but concentrate to understand the will of God and this revelation and be joyful that we have been included. Indeed, we are one of the first people who have been called to come forward and see this revelation. Indeed, Christ was correct. The seed are put out. Some of them fall in a fertile ground and give many fruits, and some fall on the stone and wither away. This mission is like a first fire, and the fire is out there and it's been given to humanity. Sometimes it wants a tinderbox, and the person who hears it, reads it, understands it, see the vision, comes forward and say, I want to translate this website to Turkish, to Russian, to whatever other languages that has been translated. And they are in fire because they see indeed this is the way out. So they become great disciples, great followers, great understanding of the mission and the teaching. Another people are like wet matches. No matter how much fire you put on the wet match, it does not light up. So we have to recognize and realize that our job is to have the torch, to carry it around and bring it to everyone. And when we find the tinderbox, the people who are dry wood and they are ready to be aflamed and flamed into this new revelation, then indeed we have found people who are ready for this mission and this revelation. Therefore, do not worry if the fire you put out is not putting flame to those who are not catching the fire, but concentrate to take the flame around and deep in every corners on earth and in any way you can reach to those indeed will see this vision so clearly and realize that they are a part of it. Everyone is a part of it, from the most holy to the most sinner. The chance has been given to turn around, to recognize God. And it is not that hard of a mission. you are accepted in any effort you put and in any progress you make. Indeed, we rejoice because some have the ability to go to the highest and progress very fast, and others will struggle. But as far as you stay with it and you keep going and not giving up, indeed, you will succeed. He who stays to the end will be his son. So let us rejoice. Let us be joyful in this truth and revelation that has been given to humanity. Read the sad songs. Every time you read them, you will see a new light and teaching. We are reading some of the old sad songs and correcting them. Anytime you read them, you see so much truth have come to humanity and to you, and it is all the guiding light that have come from God to lighten up man's consciousness, and they recognize they are one humanity. There is no separation between them, and anything separates any part of the humanity or the universe, it's just plain ego. And the ego is the one bringing the destruction and separation and disunity. And we have to teach humanity to realize and recognize this thing. And by doing that, they will also realize that there is only one God for all of us, and everyone should come together and bring justice and unity to humanity. And this is the message that we have been giving to everyone. We are not going to concentrate on the destruction and the disunity and wars anymore. We will concentrate on rejoicing that we are the chosen children of God, and we are the people that have been called for to give this message to everyone else, then made them realize that indeed it is the time for God to be brought back so we can have peace and unity back to earth. And we should learn our lesson from last 12,000 years of history after the flood of Noah and recognize that humanity failed before the flood of Noah, and it's the time to learn that lesson, not to misuse our powers and our intelligence and intellect and spiritual powers, but bring them together to bring the kingdom of God on earth. Therefore, the mission is shifting toward implementation, reaching out. As I said, if God gives me the slightest opportunity and resources, I will reach out in much greater degree to humanity. As we can see, this room is now a premium room, so it has made it a little easier to reach out, to attract people who come to the website to come to this room directly without explaining how to download the software, how to install it, how to come and find our room. No, it doesn't need it anymore. You can just come here and click in a couple of URLs or links and you will be with us. Therefore, the whole idea is to make it as simple and as deep as possible to give this revelation out. This room is a room that is open to everyone to come here and ask their questions. If you know our teaching, of course, you will be able to take the mic. If you are not, then you are required to type in the text. Come to our website and come to this room and ask your questions. Basically, this revelation is the revelation of the unification of all religion, and the call is to come and see the unity of all religions together And it is a prophesied revelation that God said will come at the end time. And indeed, we are at the end time. The old age, or the Kali Yuga, is approaching to its end, and humanity have to realize the truth and overcome the ignorance that have been prevailing for last 12,000 years. And now it is showing humanity that there is only one God. He sent our religion. We all his children. The chosen one are those that they follow the eternal divine path, and all religion are included. There is no separation between them, and if we separate them, they are dogmas that have created by man. There is no other way to explain and expand human consciousness but the will and the way of God. There are some other people who claim to be Maitreya all over the earth, and the number are increasing every day. And some of them call themselves Maitreya and receive teaching or instruction from the people from space. The question is, who made those people who came from space? So we have all the time to go one step behind those claims that not based on the scriptures, is not based on the fulfillment of the prophecies. Always ask them, what kind of the prophecy did you fulfill? Where this teaching and your ideas come from? Where this realization have come? Did God said this all will come, or it is just a man-made ideas? And also, are you preaching the formless, nameless, invisible, and eternal? Or still you are connecting me with a physical body, something is touchable, smellable, and appeals to my senses? So the path is narrow, and you have to be very aware and alert to all the pulls and ego trips that are out there. And remember, the goal is to become divine, and God is formless, invisible, nameless, and eternal. Anything has the shape, has the smell, has the attribute of the senses is not ultimate. And tell them, I am going to the ultimate. I am going to the God that is within me. You cannot divert my attention from that goal, which is the goal of life, towards something which is physical, and connect me to something that is an obstacle in my path to the ultimate. So we have to teach those who have fallen and false prophets, and guide them to question and ask these deep understandings. Therefore, they will not fall for such a people that they themselves really need guidance, instead of believing that they really have something for humanity when God said, I am formless, invisible, and nameless, and eternal. Indeed, I am more concerned about the soul of such a people, that they are misguided and they do not recognize the depth of God's revelation and ways, and they become connected to something that they have imagined or they have made up or whatever it is. If it is not formless, invisible, nameless, and eternal, it is not the ultimate. You're not going to the ultimate realization. So you have to be discerning and ask questions about who is really representing the spirit. And you have to ask for the revelation. Is it the word of God? Did he said it in the scriptures? That is what he's going to do. He's going to send someone from the stars and tell them to follow them. Or God said, you will come to me in a spirit. I am in spirit one with you. There are other people also coming from gurus and other tradition that they really truly believe that they are who they claim to be, but if they recognize the depth of God's revelation and also the necessity for fulfilling all the prophecies and all that, then the hope is that they eventually overcome their problem and they come and join us. I love to have all these people to eventually recognize they are not the Messiah. They might be an elect. They might be a very high soul. They might have something, but they eventually have to submit whatever something they have to the overall picture of God's revelation, which is the eternal divine path. So the calling is not just for those that they have seen this vision, but those who have not seen the vision or they can understand the depth of God's revelation. But this revelation, of course, is based on the Word of God. It does fulfill the prophecies. It has come at the right time, and indeed it's already steering the earth to a new direction. Many forces have been released. Many things that was given in the past are taken away, and many things that are not been given are given to those they did not have. So the playing field has been indeed flattered. And it is now for humanity to recognize that they either go through the destruction, wars, and many sufferings, or they recognize there is indeed a God. There is a being. There is an intelligent in this universe. It's not created by chance. Now, God has sent this revelation and shows what was he doing for the last 10,000 years. Who he promised that he will bring great prophets through them. How he fulfilled them. How he promised to nations and people he will bless them, and he did bless them. So it's all been his doing. Of course, he left a part of the history to humanity to decide, and they decided to separate themselves, bring destruction and destroy themselves. This explanation brings a system based on the type of human that exists and explain why each of them are good and necessary and why each of them also eventually have to be changed to the next level. They're giving a system to bring the kingdom of God on earth based on the commons of light, sharing and understanding that only in community you will receive the truth and the satisfaction of living together. We are open here to everyone to come and ask questions, but if you do not know our teaching, there is no point to discuss anything, because if we know everything about other religion and you don't know about this teaching, there is no way we can really discuss. You have to know the topic, and then we can compare what we have with what you want to discuss with us. Otherwise, if you don't know what we teach, it is an equal footing, and we know you what you teach, but you don't know what we teach. So that's why the requirement to have the mic is to know the teaching. Otherwise, you can type in text and say whatever you want to know about the teaching, and we explain it to you. Andrew's question is, how can the artist lead the way on EDP? In our teaching, artists are listed as a class by themselves. Artists are those, they are deeper, and they are more sensitive people than regular people, and they are much more in tune with the society and where that society is at. Therefore, they have a greater responsibility to implement or bring the state of the society into their art, into their painting, into their music, into their sculpture, and anything they do as art should be reflecting the state of society, and they indeed can teach humanity to take the next step or the next phase in human progress. Therefore, they have the responsibility to use their sensitivity and ability to manifest artistic expression, which put a lasting effect on others, to teach them, to guide them, to bring them the realization of what is the next step in the progress of the society. For example, right now, the business values are prevalent on Earth, and everybody is seeking the mighty dollars, and indeed dollar or whatever money is in any place of the world is their god. And that is where the human society is going wrong, and other values and greater values are sacrificed so you can make it in this majestic environment. And therefore, the artist should use this state and bring humanity more aware to higher thought, God's revelation, God's way of thinking, bring the eternal divine path to humanity, compose poems about the eternal divine path, make music that spread the new revelation and make humanity aware that there is a new way of thinking come to man. So therefore, artists have many, many ways to understand these things and help to disseminate this new understanding to humanity. For example, when Maharishi Mahishi was discovered with beetles, Beatles put some of his teaching into music, and because Beatles were becoming very famous, so did the guru. So they can use their art to reach out to man, and of course that was not by chance. That was also done by God, so the Eastern philosophy come to the West. Indeed, when I came to this country, the gurus from India and the Eastern philosophy was coming to the West from right and left. Everybody was either in TM or Guru Maharaji or other gurus that coming from East. And who made them famous? Beatles did. They really reached out and everybody started thinking about Eastern philosophy. So artists can promote and reach out to humanity, let them know there is a new revelation, there is a new teaching, there is a new way of coming together. They can look at the state of the society and make the humanity to recognize that, where they are. They should go back to God, to the higher level of understanding. They can teach humanity how their psychological movement will work. And we are in the cycle of business, and eventually many people are going to be disgusted from everything is business. Everything become more cruel and more calculative, and human spirit is going to die. Therefore, many people will come to the conclusion this is not the way we want to have a greater realization of a deeper things. As explained in our teaching, of course, that's the time the people come together and they change it to more greater closeness of the spirit. Our teaching is a good material for an artist to use, to recognize, to see, and eventually reach out and help other people to also recognize this thing in a greater degree. So artists have a great responsibility. They should not sell their artistic ability for cheap Therefore, they can help many people to progress. Truth Seeker, he had a question. My question is, are we still under the curse as stated in Deuteronomy 28:15? But it shall come to pass, if thou wilt not hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe to do all these commandments, statutes which I commanded thee, stay, that all these curses shall come upon thee and overtake thee. If you're talking about the Ten Commandments, now we have 15 commandments, which indeed covers the Ten Commandments. Those commandments are still in force, and God still wants humanity to recognize there is only one God, formless, invisible, nameless, and eternal. Any image we create for him on earth is not the highest. Therefore, God even doesn't have a name you can pronounce it. But those commandments still are in effect. God's commandments are forever and eternal. Therefore, it's nobody can come say, no, they are not in effect anymore. And because of this and this and these dogmas, we believe the laws no longer are applicable. They say we are saved by grace. Therefore, we don't need the law. As we explained many times, when you have the grace, you follow the law. Grace and law are the same. If you say you have the grace and you cannot follow the law, then you really don't have the grace. You are in a delusion that you have the grace. The grace indeed is the law. Whoever has the grace will follow the law. He will not fornicate. He will not covet his neighbors and all the Ten Commandments. He will love his neighbor as himself and all that. The very belief that because we are saved by grace, we don't need the law is incorrect. Because if you have the grace, you will follow the law. You don't read Ten Commandments. That commandment indeed has been sketched out of your soul. It is in your heart. And you know you cannot break them. Because you know you break them, you will break yourself against them. You cannot break the laws of God. Therefore, those who have that statement that we have the grace and we don't need the law, indeed they have watered down their religion again, and they are trying to think they are saved only by grace. They don't have to follow law, and then they break the law. They don't have the grace. Very simple. So the answer to that question again is that grace and the law are the same. If you have the grace, you follow the law. If you are not following the law, you are in the delusion of having the grace. In truth, they are the same thing. The truth of the matter is God doesn't change his mind. God wants humanity to turn around, be baptized, recognize and realize they are here for a reason. God has created the whole universe. He created the giant stars to cook and bring the heavy material so he can create this universe. He created the galaxies and stars and planets so he can create human which can think, reason, meditate, and connect itself to God. He has done all these things so man not to waste his time and being attached to this external world, because this external world is temporary. We have to seek the permanent. Even the space brothers are temporary. They are not the ultimate. Therefore, we have to go for ultimate. He has created the history so man understand the last 12,000 years. They could have made this earth a heaven. They did not succeed. They brought war and destruction and suffering. Now God sent all the prophets and promised many things to them and to many nations, and he fulfilled them. And now this has come to humanity and tell them, you messed up. You couldn't do it by yourself. You need God and his guidance and his prophets and revelation and the light. And it is the light for humanity to come, create communities of light, sacrifice for it, surrender and submit to the will of God for them, shatter all narrowness of the mind and become universalists and recognize that they belong to the universe and the universe is a part of them and they are a part of the universe. Become a part of Vipra. Recognize and realize there is a calling for them. With this revelation, they are called to teach this thing to other people, to come and create the communities of light, overcome their own wishes and wants, but to see what God wants. God created this universe, and there is a goal for it, and the goal is to become divine, to turn around and become godly. And the more you come together and share and be concerned for everybody in the community and create an environment that is safe for everyone and be aware and create safety for everybody in the community so they can be safe and taken care of. Therefore, they can meditate also and awaken their spiritual forces and know why you have been created for. What are your abilities that you can help the community? These things are what God is telling humanity needed to bring the kingdom of God on earth, the peace and unity on earth. If you do not meditate, if you do not awaken your spiritual forces, if you do not know who you are, then you do not know God. You cannot be the same as God and manifest his quality. If you cannot be a part of the communities of light and the community, that means that you cannot progress as fast as you could. If you cannot sacrifice and you're selfish and self-centered, it is not going to work. It is not going to create the communities of light. If you're not able to surrender and submit to the will of God, and your will is greater than the will of God, again, there is a separation. Of course, as we said, some people are willing to accept the will of God 5%, 10%, 20%, 40%, 50%. But the real highest level is when you accept God's will 100%. But of course, as we said, everybody belongs to this mission. And we do not expect everybody to have 100% their will submitted to God. But that is the goal. So we go with a subjective approach, with objective adjustment. That means we really want to be 100% dedicated to God. But if we are only 10% dedicated, fine. We don't run away. We say, okay, I'm only 10% dedicated. I just stay with it with 10%, then make it 15%, maybe make it 17%, 20%, and inch by inch get closer to the 100%. And of course, as the mission progresses and more abilities will join and we will have more people, it will become much easier for everybody to be a part of it. That is the goal. That's the goal, is to have our will and God's will the same. They shatter all narrowness of the mind. Shatter the separation that humanity has created on earth. It's nationality, race, gender, political systems, whatever there is that separates us from each other. Then you are indeed a new man that we are trying to create. A man that can now go and reach to humanity, and they can see also you are different. You have shattered everything that bounds man on earth and bring this disunity and separation and destruction and suffering that we can see all over the earth, and it's getting worse. So this is the teaching, this is the salvation of man. And of course, we have many other writings that answered many questions that goes to more detail. But if you get overall picture and you meditate and connect yourself with the stillness within, then you know the answer to all the questions that I've already answered. So the answer to the questions and the spirit within you become one. And you will know as I do. Then we will have more people who are connected to God, and therefore easily we can bring God to humanity. Truth Seeker is asking, in one of the satsangs you stated that Christ came as Saint Francis of Assisi. Is there other reincarnation of him that we did not recognize? Anybody who is the founder or the father of any nation, any movement that created a new way of looking at a teaching which helped humanity, any new revelation or great religion which has come to earth, is been done by God, by Christ. His spirit has been influencing that situation. So there are many, many things that we took as a part of the history that we think man-made, but if we truly know that the Spirit of God was behind it, we recognize that, yes, indeed, it was Christ that came and accomplished that. Not only great historical movements which helped humanity, and also the events which happen and we sometimes don't understand the reason behind them, and they sometimes might even seems awful, but it was foretold it is going to happen, and it happened, has been done because it was necessary to burn the karma of the people who was involved in the past, and they will not learn the lesson. Therefore, disaster happened to them to wake them up and make them more compassionate and understand God. Therefore, there are many, many incarnations and many events that happened that God had his hands in it when he wanted to guide humanity toward this point of recognizing this revelation together and put them all together. Therefore, God has been guiding man behind the scene. But of course, man also was left to make many other decisions, just like wars and destruction and disunity and dogmas and religions, misunderstanding and upheavals, all made by man. Therefore, the spirit have always been influencing the human history, but also man had the ability to make decisions that they made in a way that brought destruction to humanity. Therefore, there was two parallel historical events was happening on earth. Whatever great thing happened, which humanity didn't have much control over, it's done by God. It's done by Christ. It's done with the spirit that's sent to humanity to guide them. And whatever happened that man-made decision, it always end up to wars and disunity and destruction. God's spirit is unifying. God's spirit is light and guidance. God's spirit is here to bring unity and take the suffering and destruction away from man. Man's ego wants to do it his way or her way. And their way, of course, is disunity. Their way is separation. Their way is dogmas. Their way is not the way of light. And that is why we are trying to change it. That's why God's been sending the prophets and revelation. They are the guidance, they are the light to man to read it, to recognize it, to meditate on it, to know the stillness within themselves, and eventually recognize that there is only one God. There is only one universe. He has created it. There is no separation between us. We are all the children of the same Creator. Therefore, we have to recognize that anything separate us is we made it. And this distraction gonna go on if we do not stop and realize this thing and find another way, a better way to deal with each other. The better way is the eternal divine path, the comets of light, the recognizing that the people in every nation on earth, they want peace, they want unity, they want bring the kingdom of God on earth. Even the soldiers who fight wars, they are for peace. They don't want to be there and shot at or shot someone that they even don't know and they're innocent probably can kill them. Nobody wants that. They have been put in a situation that they have no choice. They have to do something probably they hate to do it. If they like it, then they're psychologically sick. Nobody wants to kill another person for no great reason. So we can see really the wish of most humanity, at least, is to bring peace on earth. We can do it if we go with the human way. My religion, my country, my gender, my nation, my culture, my way, my things that I believe in it. How about God's way, God's nation, God's holy days, God's reason for creating this creation? If we all agree that we want to do God's will instead of our will, then things are going to be much easier and much unified. But if everybody pulls the rug in different direction, the rug might just fall apart. And never we're going to have a rug that we can all sit on it and enjoy it. But if we all agree, okay, let's listen to the person who is the most wise among us, which is God, where to put the rug, then we can put it some nice place and we all sit on it and enjoy it. That's what we're saying, humanity. Stop your own ideas. Listen to the revelation. God sent all this revelation to man. They were separated. We created dogmas. We thought we know what God said. But God says clearly, nobody knows the answer until the seventh angel or revelation comes. Now it has. It is time for us to recognize what God said, what God did, why we are here, why our religions have sent by God. And now we can come together and put the rug in a good, beautiful porch with a nice view and bring peace to everyone and enjoy this earth and the universe. Come together under one God, one religion, one Savior, one earth. That is the message to humanity that we are going to repeat over and over. And also use all our resources to put the ad in bulletin boards, in TVs, in radio, in the whole earth, and cover it with this message. Our religion has been sent by one God, and we are brothers and sisters. It is time for us to stop anything which separates us from each other and listen to God. Well, you don't have to, and they don't have to. Therefore, see the consequence of not listening to the call of God. It will be wars, destruction, and as we said,
the playing field is being leveled, and those who used to win will see themselves in a situation that is not going to work anymore. And those who think they win also will lose. That's why we have to rejoice that we have this revelation. We truly have to thank God that He chose us to receive this revelation. We have to turn around. We have to recognize that we have to follow eternal divine path and put our selfishness and self-centeredness and dogmas and anything that make us go away from godliness and little by little become more dedicated to God. It doesn't have to happen overnight. Don't get frustrated if some of the things in the mission seems too hard or you cannot follow and it's too much for you. But that's the goal. Little by little, get rid of the things that take you away from this call and become more one with the call of God. This is the salvation of humanity. This is the call that was given to me first, and I said yes. That's the only thing makes sense. I will do it. I will reach out. I will do whatever I can to give this message to the rest of you. But I am the first flame. I need other flames, other torches that find the tinder boxes and the ones that they can even little. So reach out. Give the message. Let humanity know. Indeed, it is the beginning of a new era. The golden age is approaching. And God will succeed no matter what. So, who do we want to be with? With the destruction and suffering? Or with the team that will succeed? I want to be with the team which will succeed. So I leave the decision to you. Again, seems our time is up. Thanks for coming. Be with God. And thanks God for guiding you to this light. And know that indeed, God is the way. Shalom, everyone.